الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We try to explain that the best and the most honorable thing for a woman is to stay at home, and that also in the most inner recesses of the home. That is the greatest position, and Allah has given her that great position for a very honorable purpose and responsibility, and she has been given by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that she is the her work is of jihad. That is the jihad of a woman, to stay at home. And what we try to explain, the various duties of a woman to be at home, just to stay at home, that is a jihad of its own. And then to fulfill all the various duties, and only if that will be done, then can you be a Muslim ummah. Then can they be a family, a firm family on sound principle. It depends very greatly on the mother, the father also, the parent. But the father, mother, if she is at home, if she is not at home, how can she train her children? If she leaves that duty of hers, the most honorable duty, to another person for whom it is a paid job, that can never be done as this mother who does it as an unpaid job. And what she is paid for by Allah, and what reward she gets, when the children, what love they will have for her, what respect they will have for her. They won't go and put her, when she's old, in a foul run, in an old age home. They will look after her. So all those duties which are so heavy. Islam is a complete practical, realistic religion. And it knows that the woman, that is the best place, and it's to honor them with that. But together with that, it also recognizes women will have to emerge from the house also. There are times when women have to go out, and of course only for the correct reason, and very, very limited also. For example, for Hajj, a woman will have to go. She will have to leave her home. She won't be able to make her Kaaba and Arafat and Mustalifa in the remote recesses of her house and make a Hajj there. Allah has absolved her of going on for jihad, for going for jamaat, namaz, etc. But Hajj she will have to go. And various other duties or necessities Islam has recognized also. So accordingly, commands are given for that also. In this ayat, Allah says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, inform the woman folk and inform the people of when the woman have to emerge from the house, how must they emerge? Qul ya ayyuhan Nabi, qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'mineen. Say to your wives also, your daughters also, and the woman folk of the believers, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. They must cover themselves with the Islamic identity of a woman. That is the jilbab. You cover the body in such a way that the curves, contour, shape of the body doesn't show. And also the face, which is the highlight of the beauty of a woman. That also all should be covered. And here Allah Ta'ala explains one other reason, a very important reason. لَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَن يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. That is the best that they would be recognized, that these are Muslim women. These are noble women. So nobody will interfere with them. Nobody will cause them any harm. The dressing of the Muslim woman is a sign of great nobility, of great respect and great honor. Yeah, one very important thing that we have to try and understand, perhaps we haven't given it ever thought. All of us who are here, we are born and we are living in this world which is controlled by the kuffar. We haven't seen Islamic Khilafat. Islamic control. We haven't got an inkling of what it is when the Islamic Khilafat was there and what was life under Islamic Khilafat. We have been born, and unfortunately, even those who are ulama also, our minds don't go to go and study that what was life in an Islamic Khilafat. What was the life in that? We are just used to the kuffar dominance, and they are overruling us. And unfortunately, without a thought, all of us who are regarded as pious, who are regarded as learned, we just accept kuffar law. And we just feel we're living under that. And so much so that death has become our life. Their priorities have become our priorities. Their life has become our life. And then not only that, then we start loving and cherish that way of life also. How many of us, the kuffar way of life, that is dear to us. A proper Islamic way of life, it's alien also. And we feel uncomfortable with a proper Islamic life. How can you do that? Can a woman stay in the house all the time? If we can't understand it, if it's not understandable. A woman goes out in parda, and inshallah, she try to explain how she must be when she goes out. What that parda must be like. Can a woman stay like that? We can't even accept it. And then worse than that, then we start promoting the Western way of giving preference to that way of life. And then worse than that, with that Western concept, Western frame of mind, we try and with our crookedness and our warped mind and our warped meaning, warped prerogatives in life, we try and take out from the Quran also in a warped way, in a crooked way, things to prove the way of the kuffar way of life. We take out from there to prove this. Just imagine, for example, the World Cup that was now. Who is regarded as a good senior alim, pious alim, he proves that this World Cup is justified in the sense that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going to meet Fir'aun for their combat, Fir'aun was coming with his magician, Musa alayhi salam was coming with his marikab in front of all the day. Qala maw'idukum yawmuz zina. The day we will meet will be the day of zina, the day of all the beauty, of all the manifestation of our things. So on that day, there are quite a few tafsir of Yawmuz Zina. So they use that ayat that this World Cup was Yawmuz Zina. Now, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Quran Sharif, the mizaj of the Quran, what direction is taking us to? And we take out from there to prove that this is Yawmuz Zina. That's the tafsir of Yawmuz Zina, World Cup, in the Quran Sharif. So this is how warped we become, and so crooked. So anyway, we can't understand, we don't cherish an Islamic way of life. Even in all our personal things, our Islamic calendar, who gives preference to it? We give preference to the Western calendar. We all know our date of birth according to Western calendar. Today's date, we all know the English date. Islamic date, who will know? And Ijtima is going to take place, we'll all know the Islamic English date. Islamic dates, no idea about it. When we got married, the events in our life, nothing Islamic. We don't give preference to it. To it. Who are all of us who are, for example, running madrasas, maktabs, usually all according to the English calendar. We start in January and we finish in December. Very few will start according to the Islamic system, though not Muharram, but that doesn't have to be also. That we start in Shawwal and we end in Shaban, and great wisdom that is behind that. We don't give preference to that. And when we don't want that Islamic way of life, Allah doesn't give it to us also. أَنُلْزِمُوكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِيُونَ. Must we force it down your throats and you don't want it. You dislike it. You dislike an Islamic way of life. We must force it down your throats. Allah says we don't do that. When you cherish it and you show your love and you move in that direction, then Allah opens that door. On the other hand, for example, the munafiqeen, when they don't want to go out in the path of Allah and they make excuses, Allah Ta'ala says, we make them such. We make them get excuses so that we don't want them to come out. And if they come out, they're going to cause you a headache. They are out of the way, the better it is. So if we don't want that, then Allah makes it even more. You go your way. You love that way of the kuffar, Allah will open more that way. It is for, if we cherish that way of Islam. So for the woman also, that to stay at home, that should be our, we cherish that. The woman themselves, we men ourselves also. But today all want the woman to be out in the public domain, all to satisfy our lust, to be looking at them. And then again, the details will come that how they dress when they go out. If the woman has to go, her dressing has to be also of a specific mode that her, if she has to leave. So anyway, for woman to go out of deeni necessity, that is, then she is allowed to go. But that also, one of our ustads who was studying in Jalalabad, and his wife was with him, he was married. So for some occasion, holiday or whatever, he asked Hazrat Ji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we intend going to whatever place it was, perhaps sightseeing, touring or whatever. So Hazrat Ji said, if you allow her once to go out, her legs won't stay in the house anymore. Once she's got the habit to go, her legs are out of the house, she'll always want to be out. And then all types of excuses, whether it is now going to the doctor, if it's genuine, no problem. Islam is permitted if she has to go to the doctor. But now you'll find for any small thing she's making an excuse. And to this extent now, hopefully it's not happening now, but our women folk, the last 10 days of Ramadan, they go for Eid shopping. And worse than that, they don't keep roza in the last 10 days. They say, we're going shopping, we can't keep roza. Too difficult for us to keep roza. And now they go out when they have to be more in the house, and whatever, literally, how much you can cover up, fill up for Ramadan, now you are going eat shopping. So that type of life. And many all other things also. So once you get the habit of anything, as it's a common saying, once you put, person puts his leg in the door, the next he gets in properly. So all these things, and this is the rule of Sharia, that we try and control it completely. If we just consider, for example, people, all the Arabs, all, who were perfect worshippers of Allah, mankind, till Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's time. And then even from the time of Idris alayhi salam, and those idols, those great, great pious people, over centuries, Shaitan worked and made them into, they make their forms and their idols of Suwa, Yahuz, all these five great, great people. And then just imagine when they were who these people were. And now they made that idol of theirs. Now with all that funny face they make, and with all the stones, shining stones in the face, where a person, a muwakhid, and today he's worshipping this. And not only that, they say, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِيَتُكُمْ. Don't listen to Nuh alayhi salam. Never ever give up these idols of yours. You must worship them. That became the thing which was in vogue. So where a person goes, when we start slipping a little bit, even that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَذُّ عَلَيْهَا بِن نَوَاجِزِ. Hold firmly onto it. عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. عَلَيْكُمْ, compulsory upon you, forcefully on you, hold on to the sunnah. And hold on to it like you would hold something with your back teeth, that you don't want it to slip out. Like that we have to hold on to deen. So the woman folk also, when they have to go out, whether it's a deeni necessity, a dunyawi necessity, firstly, if it is really a necessity. A woman should not emerge from a home without a need. If there is a need, then it is, and the need we also justify. For example, if we say a religious necessity, she must go for namaz in the masjid. That is not justified. It's not for us to decide. For example, Dunya's need, we say, she must go and work, she must go to university. That is not at all justified. So a proper, legitimate reason when she has to go. She has to go for Hajj, for example, or for any other real need, then Islam does permit her. And Islam also says, and it shows the great honor of the Islamic way of life, that the woman, she must be recognized that she is this noble woman. She is a Muslim woman. And in an Islamic Khilafat, the Muslim woman was recognized as such. Nobody would dare interfere with her. Nobody would have any wrong ideas about her. And today when a woman emerges, as it comes in the Hadith, Shaitan covers her and makes her look beautiful. She herself, she dresses up according to the occasion. She uses perfume, etc. Her high heel shoes, making a noise as she's walking. Everything, all those things. And with her handbag dangling one side, and today's time, the cell phone in the other hand, the car keys she's making, showing the car keys, how she walks, and that I'm a driver, I've got a car. And she makes it known who I am. So with all that fitna, what will happen? So Islam, when he said that if they have to go out, then for one, she must be dressed in such a way that she does not draw any attraction of any person. Her clothing must be such. In the riwayat of Abu Dawood Sharif, in fact, it comes clearly. She should be like dressed in rag, not clean, not even really clean. Yeah, and opposite of that, all the perfume that is put today, all the cosmetics that are used, and all the jewelry, and the jewelry making sound also, all that is not at all permitted. She should go out where, and then not walk in the middle of the road, on the side of the road, where she is the least noticed, out of necessity, and al-daruratu yuqaddaru biqadri al-darura. A necessity is allowed to the extent of necessity, how much it is necessary, and in that environment of necessity, she has to go out, so she shouldn't be sitting in a prominent place, for example. One time we went to one country, and where we were hosted, the lady of the house, and Alima also. And like, but she was the main woman in the town. Not the husband, Alim, but the woman. All doing the dini work also, everything. When we were at the airport, now she's got her burqa, her type of burqa, and she's got her niqab, her type of niqab, but all the men at the airport, first of all, it was not necessary for her to be there, but she's there, and she's organizing everything, and strutting between the men, and talking with all the men and everyone, but she's justified, she got a burqa. She got a niqab. That is no parda whatsoever. That is a mockery of parda. So if the woman has to go out, then within her limits she should go. And she should be always, her voice must be controlled very, not all the time other men are there. She's also laughing, talking. She's also going, for example, at the airport. She's going herself to the shops, buying something, doing all her things. And even at the immigration, she today has gone to the other extreme also. Women go without their mahrams. And they are doing all their own things also. All this is, Islam did not permit this at all. And to use those ayat of permission and doing all this impermissible thing is completely our crookedness and our warped mind. That we're using the argument of the Quran. Quran has permitted women to go out, but not this going out. So it is very, very limited it is, and only to the extent of necessity, whether it's a deen's necessity or a dunya's necessity. And then again, only how much she should go, not more than that. You can understand and gauge there. One time our Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, family for some ID card or something like that, some or necessity of that, Apajan had to go. So her son Maulana Mazhar Sahib took her. And when he brought her back, he dropped her right in front of the door of the house. Right in front. And he told her, you can go now. She got off. Afterwards she became so angry. She said, you just dropped me somewhere. What must I know where must? I said, I dropped you in front of the door of the house. She said, I don't even know this is the front door of my house. So much also she doesn't know. Only the inside of our house. Now that was one occasion she had to go out of necessity. And when she came, she knocked out that this is the front door of my house. She said, where you dropped me? Just somewhere in front, anywhere you dropped me. She was very angry. So this is what we have to learn. And Allah Ta'ala's lot of fadl karam. What apa that we went, we stayed with big, big families. Hazrat Shah Rahmatullah Ali's family. Our Shah Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah's family. Pious, pious women of Pakistan in the field of Tabligh, in of Bombay. All these people, and Alhamdulillah, we've got to see the inside life, the dressing of the woman, how the parda is maintained in the house. Alhamdulillah, we've got all that opportunity. So these are things that we have to learn, and we have to abide by those things. So the woman, if she comes out, she must be only of necessity, and only how much it is necessary. Not one day, not 1 hour, 1 minute extra must be spent. How much is necessary? Islam has permitted that, but with it, what the limitations which Islam has permitted. So the woman, she should be, her dressing should be like that also. And only how much is necessary. Her work is at home. Like anyone else, you are working for somebody, your work is at your workplace. You can't just go gallivanting, going to take a drive, going around. For some need, you say, I have to go and see the doctor. So the boss will say, okay, go, you have to go and see the doctor. But just how much it is necessary. No extra time. And not including another few other things also in that trip of yours. Just for what you got permission, just for so much. And that also, that you are, all the time, you are a representative of your company. So your behavior must be like that. Like an ambassador of a country. If where he goes and he will do some other personal things also. But all the time, you know, his private life also, he has to know I'm the ambassador of my country. What I'm doing, where I'm going, all that is a reflection of my country. So he has to abide by all those things. So the same way the woman also, say they, when they have to go, only out of necessity. And they must be dressed also according to that. The time they spend also just according, and only for the purpose for which they go. On one occasion, Manana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's wife asked permission to go and visit a few ladies, neighbor in the neighborhood. So Hazrat said, he showed all the disadvantages of going. But a woman's nature, she would like to go. So she wanted to go. So Hazrat said, over and over, and reminded her, this, there is this harm in going, that harm in going. Woman, the back biting that starts, etc., all those things. But she wanted to go, Hazrat permitted her. But when she came back, she was ever so sorry she went. She realized that all the harm that happened. When woman meets, that there is also, first of all, when they meet, all are talking. There is no one to listen. And what they spoke also, at the end, nobody knows what was spoken also. All just a waste of time. So all those things are very harmful. And in today's time, another great danger, whether it is mixing with other women, or whether it is today's women go on the internet, and they check up so many things, how many divorces have taken place because of this internet. They go and see on there that a man has got certain, he's bipolar. And then they look for that in my husband, that he's also bipolar. He is a narcissist. My husband is a narcissist. All those things they look up there, or they discuss with their friends. Somebody, some woman, her husband has made second nikah. And now this woman has got contact with that woman. And she warns her that you must be very careful. This man, and they just want to get married. They all the time they got in their mind second marriage. And now she gets doubts in her mind all the time. There is nothing like that. But now she's doubting her husband, and she's finding those things now. Anything which is not a cause also, but that's a cause. Now, my husband is like this. Yeah, my husband also says this. My husband also does that. He's also like that. Then she goes, now she's pulled up. Her face is pulled up. The husband pulls up his face. Now there's animosity in the house. No happiness. Allah's rahmat goes away. Farishtas leave that home. Shaitan comes in and causes more problems now. And there the fight starts between the two. So all this going out and mixing. Allah's fazal, for whatever Allah knows only, I don't know, I myself till today. When we got married young, we were living in a semi-detached house with my ustad. My ustad was very senior, but I did not allow my wife, Appa, to even meet his wife. And she felt it also very hard at that time. But then afterwards, once she was trained, I don't have to tell her anything. She knows all her limits and everything. But at the beginning, the training, which we also had discussed, that's very, very important. The first 9 months of marriage is not honeymoon and not living it up and not just fulfilling one's desires and that, but it's the whole training period of the woman. Before her child comes, that she's properly trained as a woman. And she will be able to bring up her woman now properly. So once a person does that, whole life he doesn't have to control his wife anymore. He can give her the full freedom. And she knows all her limits and everything. You don't have to worry. All her decisions she has to make, she'll make the correct decision. So that is very necessary. So for the woman to go out, then their dressing, all that must be only how much it is necessary. And once they finish wherever they had gone to, they should return. Not woman's habit also is. We got permission to go and visit this auntie. Somebody passed away or something. She went and make taziyah there. And then let's just now go to the neighbors also. Let's just go there also. Let's just go to the shops and buy something also. So all that, it goes out of hand. It must be within limit. When Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, my ustad, when my brother-in-law, Maulana Qasim Ali passed away, and his wife is their family also, so the woman wanted to come for taziyat. He planned everything. The woman all came in a kumbi and they were going there. The time was specified. What time you will go there, how long you will stay. And then you will return forthwith back again to home. No going around and visiting. We are just here. Long time we haven't visited this auntie. We haven't visited that khala. So we just visit them also. Nothing like that. And then what had to be spoken also, he trained them. How to do the taziyat also. Not all ghibat you start with. All layani, fuzul, dunya stuff. All just what was necessary. So in that way, the woman should be trained also. And we make an effort that if we do this, then we will find the real peace in our homes. And the real enjoyment. And our children really will be like pearls in front of us. When they have got nobody to train them, or the wrong people, paid people are training them, they will, whether it's at a school, Montessori or whatever else, those people who are paid, they're doing a paid job, and we all know what is a paid job. Compared to a job that is done from the heart, that is unpaid, but the biggest pay is this job here. And how you will bring up those children, what feeling you will bring the children up. Nobody can do that job. So the woman should not just leave home. And when they do leave home, they should leave with all the conditions which Sharia has specified. And only for the reasons that it is permissible for them. And then they come back again and they take up the position of jihad. That is at home the jihad and all the things they have to be doing at home. And in that way, the great, great mujahideen will be trained of the ummah. Those little, little boys. And we find in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala in Afghanistan till now, till at this moment, there are small, small boys who are eager for jihad. And they go, the one Maulana who visited us here in Jamaat, he came, and they had programs in our masjid. He said, I saw with my eyes, bullets are coming, and the small children are going, not frightened at all. If mort is written, it's written in the path of Allah. They're not frightened for the raining of bullets coming on them. And that is the jazba. Who creates that? Is the mother at home. When she will put that, instill that into the child. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we maintain the parda as it is supposed to be, and this beautiful institution of Islam which the West are cherishing, dying for. At one place we went, can't remember exactly, but when Appa told, she's a housewife, that woman put her pen down, everything. She said, I will die to be a housewife. That we today, we are out, we have been thrown out on the street, and it's our conviction, you can't live without a second income. The wife must also earn, then only you can. And they have made their lifestyle like that. All unnecessary, imaginary expenditures, all funny expenditures. You live it, when a woman stays at home, this is also another great point. A woman who goes out, see her wardrobe, see her dresses, her shoes, what she needs. And a woman who stays at home, see her wardrobe. The expenses is perhaps not even 10%, less than 10% compared. That woman who goes out, her cosmetics, that woman who goes out, her transport, etc. She's in a deficit at the end of the day. That is monetary-wise. And value-wise, she has lost everything. Or she has lost her modesty, she lost her children, she lost her home, and she's somebody else's, she's not her own. And she's not her husband's, and she's not her children's mother. She's somebody else's. Value she has completely lost. Monetary-wise also, she's in a great loss. Islamic system is the perfect system. And if we want really a good life, what values of life, they are all in an Islamic system. May Allah give us proper understanding and bring deen. And this is step by step we bring proper deen into our houses. It starts off with ta'aleem in the house. It starts off with having contact with Buzurgani Deen. And in the contact, not only for du'as, for barakat and du'as for, and when there's a marriage, wedding in a house, or du'as when somebody is sick, but to make our lives according to that. That we ask those questions that our lives become correct. Not only we have contact when, and then we say also, maaf, long time no contact. But now we want Mashura, there's a son's proposal, daughter's proposal, then we only keep contact. Or there's a sickness, now we keep contact. Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.